You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Conversation between the two presidents, Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin, leading to more violence, but at the same time, a new caveat. And in a conversation between another two presidents, Mr. Trump and Mr. Zelensky, introducing the idea that the U.S. would guarantee, take over, occupy, camp out in energy structures in Ukraine, especially and not limited to the largest nuclear power plant in all of Europe at Zaporizhia. Importantly, it is now in Russian possession, has been since the early days of the war 3 years ago. At the same time, Zaporizhia is in Zaporizhia Oblast, which is one of the four oblasts that Russia has annexed illegally, not recognized by anybody, but they've annexed it, even though they do not occupy much of it. Therein is the complication. Cliff, a very good evening to you. Pressure on Putin, your excellent essay in the Washington Times, must now speak to this little detail that the U.S. is in some fashion finessing or moving in an effective and surprising way, because Mr. Putin's making an enormous number of concessions, some of which we haven't heard yet. Good evening to you, Cliff.
Good evening to you. Yeah, you know, when I wrote that essay on Tuesday, I thought, okay, an agreement with Putin that neither side would hit energy infrastructure, that's a baby step forward. I'm not sure that baby step was actually taken, because within hours afterwards, Zelensky was saying, look, the Russians just knocked out electricity to a whole city. And by the way, of course, and this I predicted in a tweet, if energy infrastructure is off limits, that still leaves hospitals and kindergartens as fair game. And indeed, I believe it was reported that a hospital was soon hit by Putin. I'm not sure that we're very far along. But the Zaporizhia, that's very interesting. The idea that Trump says maybe the U.S. should run it, because in a way there, what they're saying then is it will remain a possession of Ukraine, not of Russia. And to hit it when Americans may be working there, that would be Russia hitting Americans. And Trump's argument has been, you want a security guarantee? Americans working in Ukraine, that's a security guarantee.
Puzzle, Cliff. The U.S. taking possession or standing in some fashion next to Zaporizhia, that puts us in the war, doesn't it? And is that something that the Trump administration wants to do?
You wouldn't think so, but what Trump is saying is this would be part of the ceasefire. He has been pushing very hard for a ceasefire. He got Zelensky to agree to a 30-day ceasefire with no preconditions whatsoever on the part of the U.S. And, you know, that was controversial and difficult for Zelensky to go along with, but he did. Then he went to Putin, and Putin essentially said, I've got a lot of preconditions before I'll have a ceasefire or negotiate. Again, then they came out that there was supposed to be a ceasefire of energy infrastructure. Even that was complicated. The American readout of the phone call said energy and infrastructure. The Russian version said energy infrastructure, slightly different. But again, I'm not sure it's even being abided by. I think that Putin will accept a ceasefire, but only if President Trump plays the cards he has in his hand, they're better cards, and makes very clear to Putin, if you do not accept a ceasefire, there will be really serious sanctions that bite, not just nip, not just sting. And by the way, FDD has a list of very specific sanctions that could be imposed. Trump could get tougher as well and say, okay, if there's no ceasefire, I'm accelerating the supply of munitions to Zelensky and to Ukraine, and I'm lifting some of the restrictions on their use that President Biden put. I think at that point, could be wrong, Putin might say, okay, we'll go for a ceasefire. It may be in his interest anyhow. He's running low on arms. He could use to regroup. He could use to find more bodies to pave Ukraine with as he tries to inch forward. All of that is at least possible. But I think Trump will have to get at least as tough on Putin, an American adversary, as he's been on Zelensky, leader of a nation that only wants to be an ally of America and part of an American-led free world.
I understand the vision, but there is this other thing called the European Union.
Uh-huh.
And they're not at the table right now, and they have opinions, many opinions. We now have the European Commission saying there's 150 billion euro to be borrowed against to restore your armaments. Everybody but UK, US, and Turkey is welcome to it. There's plans in Germany to rearm. Imagine that headline in 1945, Cliff. Germany rearms. France is competitive with the UK. The UK is competitive with all of Europe. And Russia is watching this. And what is that going to do to what I understand from your presentation is possible between Russia and the United States, but we're not acting alone anymore.
No, Europe wants to be at the table. And actually, I'm encouraged by Europe's action. When Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Britain, and Emmanuel Macron, President of France, say we're willing to put peacekeepers in to help with this ceasefire, that's a very positive step. Putin says, no way I'm going to allow this on my territory, by which he means Ukraine. But I think that's good. I think it's also the idea of taking frozen Russian funds and spending them for Ukraine's rearmament and for reparations for the war crimes committed by Putin. Very good of Europe. As far as Germany rearming, I understand why that's ironic. After all, NATO was meant in large measure to keep Germany down. But Germany is not going to be an important military force anytime soon. I would be perfectly happy to see French and British peacekeepers and Germany writing big checks to help rearm Ukraine. That would be very good. And then if you have Europe doing important parts of this, taking lead, maybe that's how they get back into Trump's good graces and says, great, you're an ally that's contributing to the collective security, trying to help me. About time, but I recognize that you're doing that. Thank you.
Cliff, it might be, and I think I'm not certain of this, but I hear remarks from Poland that are consistent with it, that Trump is going to be the easiest part of this for Putin. There are some very angry voices in Europe. The Poles want nuclear weapons. The Germans want nuclear weapons. They're talking about it. It's no longer forbidden to talk about it. The French are highly competitive, and no one is looking to make a deal with Moscow. They're pushing back hard. And so Mr. Putin's conversation with Mr. Trump, is that the easy road that he wants to stay on? Does he want to go against Poland?
Does Putin want to go against Poland or Trump?
Putin.
I think Putin would like to go against Poland. I think if he were to conquer Ukraine, Poland probably wouldn't be the first target, but it would be certainly on his to-do list somewhere, probably after Moldova.
You're underlining why it is that they're not going to get a deal quickly.
Yeah, again, the Europeans are kind of standing up and stepping forward, and that's a good thing. I know people within the Trump orbit who have said to me, this is what Trump intended. This is why he's been pushing them. This was the only way to get them to step up. They never would, as long as they thought they could just leave it to the U.S. Keep in mind that over all this time, the Europeans have spent more money buying Russian oil and gas than they have spent rearming or arming the Ukraine. So whether or not this was in Trump's mind, and whether this was clever strategy or whether it's just coming about, it's a good thing to see the Europeans stepping up. And if you think about it, their aim and Trump's aim converge. They're the same. At the very least, they want, and this is what I talk about on my column, a frozen conflict.
Right.
In other words, I would like to see Ukraine take back all its land, but a frozen conflict can be frozen for a long time. The conflict between North and South Korea, frozen now for, 72 years?
Right. Cliff May.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.